It's Friday after Ash Wednesday. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zilsdorf. We continue our spiritual pilgrimage to the Roman stations by going up the Caelian Hill between the Circus Maximus and the Colosseum to Saints John and Paul. This basilica began like a house church, like Santa Sabina. Beneath the present basilica, there are 2nd and 3rd century houses. John and Paul were martyrs in 361 at the time of the Emperor Julian the Apostate, and they were so venerated by the Romans that they are named even today in the Roman canon. The Roman breviary, using an old martyrology, describes them as being dedicated to the poor and being like two shining lampstands before the Lord. A former titular cardinal here was Eugenio Pacelli, who became Pius XII. And the huge chandeliers that hang in the nave of the basilica were from the Waldorf Astoria Hotel in New York, and they were arranged to be put there by another titular cardinal here, Cardinal Spellman of New York. During the weekdays of Lent, we have the Oratio Super Populum, the prayer over the people, after the post-communion oration. This is a very ancient practice, found in both Eastern liturgies of Syria and Egypt and Jerusalem. It became part of the Roman liturgy very early on. I won't trouble you with the whole history, but it's an important custom for Lent. It was put back into the Novus Ordo, by the way, in the 2002 edition of the Roman Missal. The great liturgist Joseph Jungmann made a remark in his monumental Mass of the Roman Rite that this is an interesting moment because we're at a frontier moment, the threshold of the sacred precinct between the church and the world. When we are properly formed, we want the influence of our intimate contact with the divine to carry over into the outside world. And this is a great help for us to have this prayer over us, because the collect, really, or the post-communion, isn't really about us. Instead, the priest prays for and over the people now, not generally including himself as he does in the prayer after communion. So by the time of Gregory the Great, the prayer over the people was only in the Lenten season, because it was perceived to be a time of greater spiritual combat that required more blessings. And how important was this prayer to the Roman people? Well, in 545, when Pope Vigilius was celebrating a Christmas Mass at St. Cecilia in Trastevere, the troops of the pro-Monophysite Byzantine Emperor Justinian came and dragged him off the altar to exile him to the east. And the people followed them down to the ship and demanded ut orationem ab eo acciperent, that they should receive the blessing prayer from him, by which was meant, of course, the prayer of the people. The Pope recited it. The people said amen, and off went Vigilius, who would return to Rome only after his death. So in this time of spiritual combat, the prayer over the people is meant to strengthen us on the threshold between the sacred precinct of the church and the world, which you are charged to shape and to endure. Here's Cardinal Schuster on the prayer. He says, the prayer of the people before their dismissal is as follows. Protect, O Lord, thy people, and mercifully cleanse them from all sin, for no harm shall hurt them if no wickedness be found in them. God desires us not only to be good, but to be perfect after the example of his infinite and divine holiness. He has given us abundant means of attaining to this, and has willed that our redemption should not merely be sufficient, but abundant and all-embracing. For it was to this end that he poured forth his precious blood on the cross. There are some who, by a perverse error, hold that only a few chosen souls, the religious and clergy at most, are called to perfection. Yet what greater ingratitude can one imagine than that of saying, I will love thee thus far to the avoidance of grief, sin, but no farther, to that God who has loved us, as St. Paul says, even to the making himself as of no account for our sakes.